This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, February 25th. God's word for you today is by prayer. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Kings 20, verse 2 to 3, which says, Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Remember, Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion, and have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. We kick off today's devotional by reading 2 Kings 20, verse 1 to 6. Please read. The Bible says that Hezekiah was at the point of death, but the point of prayer can erase the point of death. Hezekiah made a case for himself. Many people think that serving God is just for people who do not have anything to do. Your service to God can save you on the day of death. Some people believe that sacrificing for God should happen only when it is convenient. Your sacrifice for God can be what will stand between you and the grave. Some people are just not faithful. God cannot just expect them to be consistent in a certain area consistently. When it is not comfortable, they drop it or throw it out of the window. When it is comfortable, they do it. Hezekiah could say to God, I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion, and have done what is good in your eyes. Note that Hezekiah is talking to God, who sees the hearts of all men. If Hezekiah was lying, what would have happened? Hezekiah was passionate about his prayer. It was heartfelt. 2 Kings 20 verse 4 says, before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him. Isaiah had delivered the message to the king in the king's chamber, but he was still in the palace. And the Bible says, before he had left the middle of the court, the word of the Lord came to him. 2 Kings 20 verse 5 says, go back and tell Hezekiah, the ruler of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer. God will hear your prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Your prayer will negate every negative utterance concerning your life and destiny in the name of Jesus. 2 Kings 20 verse 5 says, I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. When you break the alabaster box of oil, so to speak, and you cry and you pray, God sees it. 2 Kings 20 verse 5 to 6 says, I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David. God could have healed Hezekiah instantly, but God decided to take 3 days. I do not know why. When we get to heaven, we will find out. Some people are healed instantly. For some people, it is a period. It is a mystery. For some people, it is not the number one prophet in the land, like we see in the case of Hezekiah. It is some hungry man that calls himself a prophet that tells you that your mother is a witch, and you begin to treat the woman badly and hate her for nothing. There are a lot of prophets out there, and a lot of them are herbalists, but they know people do not go to herbalists anymore, so they have rebranded. You have to be led by the Spirit of God consistently. Even when the number one prophet of the land gave Hezekiah's message, Hezekiah faced the wall. And before Isaiah could walk out of the palace, Hezekiah had changed the decree. And God said to Isaiah, go back and tell him this is what I am now saying. Profound. Let us pray. Father, remember my devotion to you. Hear my cry and act in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.